Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
When you see farrow rye rearing its ugly head over your wheat, you know your yields are in trouble. Farrow rye not only steals nutrients and moisture, it takes money right out of your wallet. That's why you need the Coaxium Wheat Production System, driven by Aggressor Herbicide. It wipes out grassy weeds. Go to Coaxium.com to find Coaxium varieties near you. Coaxium.com. Coaxium. Cleaner fields. Higher yields. Very few acres of wheat left to be harvested in Oklahoma. We are 99% done in Oklahoma, 97% complete in the state of Texas for the 2019 hard red winter wheat harvest, 72% done in the state of Kansas. According to Mark Hodges with Plains Grains, the quality of this year's crop, not bad at all.
We do have a little lower protein than what we'd probably like to see. Right now we're averaging 11.3 on protein. We'd like to see a little higher than that, but the preliminary testing we've done with subsamples indicates it's an issue of quantity of protein and not quality of protein. We have high quality in this protein that we've got. It's a lot easier to fix those problems if there are any under those conditions. So we're very happy about what we're seeing as far as quality goes at this point. And the few millers we've talked to that have run their own test and the bakers, I think they're reasonably happy with this crop considering what they thought it could have been, considering the high yields we've had, which a lot of times equates out to very low protein. But we're pretty happy with what we've seen to this point.
USDA yesterday actually cut the overall wheat crop in Oklahoma by just a few million bushels, 105 million bushels, their estimate for 2019, 38 bushels an acre. But yield reports suggest maybe we might beat that average a bit.
We've heard some really high yields out there. You know, those guys probably would have fertilized for a 40, 50 bushel crop. It's not unusual here, 70, 80, 90 bushels an acre, some higher than that. So, you know, we're pleased. Because from that standpoint, too, because producers need as much help as they can get with the market the way it is right now. And, of course, more bushels hopefully puts more money in their pocket.
Mark Hodges with Plains Grains. Several cattle meetings to bring to your attention. The Oklahoma Independent Stock Growers, I've got a couple of meetings. They've got Bill Bullard speaking to those that want to show up at the Clarion Hotel in Elk City this evening at 6 p.m. And then they've got a meeting planned for Murray State in Tishomingo, 6 o'clock on Saturday night. Bill Bullard of RCAF USA will be there as well. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, they've got their annual convention and trade show next Friday and Saturday at the Embassy Suites in Norman. This is the final day for pre-registration for that particular meeting. You can go to their website, okcattlemen.org, for more information. You can also, when you get there, vote on the finalists for the national anthem to be sung at this year's Ranch Rodeo competition underway, put together by OCA. You've got farm news on Ron.
Discover new products and services at Cattle U and Trade Show July 31st and August 1st at the United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas. Practical and useful learning for cow-calf producers, stockers, and feeders. Enjoy 2 days of keynote speakers, breakout sessions, and industry panels while becoming BQA certified. Register at CattleU.net. Make it a family trip and plan to attend Dodge City Days and the Roundup Rodeo. Cattle U and Trade Show, a High Plains Journal event. For details and registration, go to CattleU.net.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.